said, hold on one second. Alright, you do realize you're calling a company line that is a recorded line, right?
That's fine.
Okay. Now, what's your name again?
My name is Deputy Payone, ID number 8058 with Thomas County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'm over here at Mr. Diaz's house. He called, referenced multiple text messages that you keep sending him, and what he considers as harassment.
Right, which harassment is when you're doing whatever you're doing for no apparent reason.
Okay, sir. Let me just finish real quick.
Is that correct? Is that the correct interpretation of the law?
Can I speak, or are you going to talk over me?
I don't know. I just find it weird that a sheriff would call me on somebody's personal phone.
Well, I'm not calling you from my phone. I don't have my number.
You're calling me from Adrian Oscar Diaz's phone.
Yes, I did. He's sitting right next to me. You're on speakerphone, sir.
Okay, so other people are listening to this conversation, and you failed to tell me that at first.
Well, I don't have to tell you that who's in this conversation. You're on someone else's phone. You're expecting him to call you, and I identify myself as a deputy sheriff.
But you have me on speakerphone, and other people are listening, and you didn't tell me that at first, because that would be eavesdropping.
You have the duty to do that, sir. Okay. Well, I'm letting you know is I have your name as Teaching Padilla, and you live out in Stewart, and I'm a business
interest. I don't live in Stewart. I'm renting a room in Stewart.
Okay. Drive and switch.
Yes, deputy.
Okay, thank you.
So what is the nature of your call?
The nature of my call is if we can stop having you text Mr. Diaz.
Have you read these text messages?
I've read probably maybe 2 days worth.
Okay, and did you see the text message where it says stop having an affair in front of my children?
Yeah, but you gotta understand something, okay?
But wait, you need to understand that makes it clear that the text messages have a purpose.
Right.
It's not for no purpose. I'm not in the man's... If you let me speak for a second. I am not having an affair with his wife. He's sleeping in my house, in my wife's house, with my children. Now, any normal man would realize that man is just looking for trouble and provoking trouble by dating a married woman.
Okay, you're not gonna swim me. Otherwise, if you have an issue, you can go to the courts, you can file for a divorce.
So you're his private, personal sheriff. You're acting on his behalf, and you called me to question me without an attorney. Is that what you tried to do?
I am not questioning you. I am asking you to stop.
That is a question.
No, a question is, have you been texting him? Me, I'm asking you to please stop texting him.
Under what legal authority would you be able to ask me to do such a thing?
The same legal authority as if we were walking down the street and I asked you what time it is. Two people can ask.
Yeah, you can. You're taking a legal position. You're acting in the name of the law, and you're speaking on behalf of Adrian Oscar Diaz, and you're asking me to stop doing something that is not illegal.
Okay, let me explain to you what I explained to him, okay? You want me to file charges of harassment on you. I explained to him I do not have enough to file charges. However, I can call and ask you if you can stop texting him, okay? I'm gonna document this.
Why, can you ask him this for me, please? Can you ask him to please stop dating my wife? Well, don't you think that's a reasonable request?
Okay, this is something between your wife and him.
But you chose to get involved. So if you're asking me to do something,
adultery. Hey, am I getting involved in the adultery?
You're involved in the situation, deputy. I'm asking you, since you've taken the initiative to speak on his behalf and ask me to stop texting him, I'm asking you, who should have be impartial to the situation, I'm asking you a reasonable question, a reasonable request. Does it not make sense that the man should stop having an affair with my wife in front of my children? Yes or no?
According to him, he is not.
Yeah, no, I don't care about according to him. I'm asking you, do you think my question is a reasonable question?
Do you think that...
Yes or no, officer, you're dodging the question.
No, I'm not answering that question because it's a ridiculous question.
So you think that asking someone to stop having an affair is a ridiculous question?
This conversation is now over, okay? I called you to ask you something, and no one I called you to...
What I suggest, deputy, is that you file the charges. I suggest you file the charges.
You have my ID number, okay?
I suggest you file the charges and do your job because you don't want to get in trouble for failure to perform your duties.